So the question was asked, how does a person get married before the age of 30? How old are you?
Almost 19.
If at 19 he joins the machon, and he feels like he has to learn more Torah, and he has to get a livelihood. So let's discuss these separately. Mm-hmm. As far as the Torah goes, so my personal feeling is that a person at Machon Meir shouldn't worry about his age as much as someone who's out of Machon Meir. Mm-hmm. Meaning if a guy who's out of Machon Meir came to me and told me I'm 35 and I'm not yet married, so I tell him, look, maybe you should consider compromising on certain issues. At 35, it's more important that you get married than that you get everything you think you need. If a guy comes to Machon Meir and tells me I'm 45 and I'm not yet married, so I tell him, you know, yeah, you're 45, but I'm not sure there's that big a difference between 45 and 47. Why don't you take 2 years to learn and then think about marriage, because you'll be a different person. So on the one hand, I agree. From 35, from 30, I'd want a guy married. From 25, I'd want a guy married. For the guy's sake, for the girl's sake, for the family's sake, I want guys married by 25. In an ideal world. But when a guy just joins the Machon at 25 or 35 or 45, so then we have to think practically. In order for him to build a good home, he's going to have to get more foundations. He's going to have to know more about what his home's supposed to look like. And before 2 years, I don't see how that's feasible. I mean, guys sometimes tell me, I'm here a long time, I'm here 9 months, I want to start dating. I don't think that's right. I think that a guy before 2 years, I don't think it makes sense. Guy happens to know a girl, he comes to the Machon and he has a specific girlfriend already. There are specific circumstances where we say, okay, this is the circumstance, so let's figure out how to deal with it. But to say that a person should start dating after he's in the Machon a half a year, a year, even 2 years. 2 years is the minimum, I think, that it makes sense for the average guy to spend at Machon Meir before he starts dating.
Yeah. I'm not going to overspend like 8 or 9 years or 10 years.
So wait.
When within that span, how do you figure it?
So after a person has gotten the foundation that he should have, which will probably take more than 2 years. 2 years is the minimum. So a guy who's 18 and 19, I wouldn't urge him to start dating at 21. I would tell him to take a little bit more time because he's younger. So after a person has gotten the amount of foundation that he can, so the next step is, like you said, getting a parnasa. As far as that goes, so there are really two different approaches a person can take. A person can say, I have to get a degree, I have to know that I could support a family, and only then I start going out, which is what many people do today, and that's why many people don't start dating until they're 27, 28, and that's why people have trouble getting married. It's one of the reasons why people are having trouble getting married, because when a person is that old, so he's far less flexible, and he's seen more of life, so he's more scared, and he's developed certain phobias and fears, and he's become accustomed to living as a bachelor, and she's become accustomed to living alone. All that put together makes it far more difficult to make a shidduch work, and illegitimately more difficult. Meaning a person should not be hardened, a person should not be less flexible, but that's what life does to a person. That's why we recommend a person does get married before those ages. He didn't, okay, that's fact of life, what can we do? But that's why it would pay for a person to get married younger, even though it means that in certain respects life is going to be tougher. A person might have to work a night shift. A person might have to work at the same time that he's doing college, and the college might take him longer. Depending on what degree he's going for, will depend on how practical it is. But hopefully, if the wife could do something on the side, and he could do something on the side, and hopefully if the parents could help a little bit, that also helps. And if not, then they have to figure out, maybe they'll live in a area where there's cheap housing. There are areas here in Israel where they'll fund your schooling. They give you stipend, they fund your rent, and they fund your schooling, if only they could get a young couple to move in. So that might be what that couple should choose.
New Aliyah. New Aliyah is
here. New Aliyah gets benefits. There are a lot of ways to make it work. But to wait till a person finishes his degree, even though in ancient times we might recommend that, like the Rambam says, the proper way for a person to behave is to have a livelihood before he gets married. But today, that getting a livelihood could take, like you said, till a guy's 30. So we wouldn't recommend that a person waits that long. We'd recommend trying to figure out how to make it work so that you're studying and you're married, or at least you attempt to get married and as you study. But a person does have to be practical and figure out how he's going to put bread on the table the first month and the first few years that they're married. That person does have to be practical. Yeah.
For example, when somebody comes to Machon Leon and has already studied 2 or 3 years in another yeshiva, does he have to study here other 2 years to be like proper for starting dating, or do the other years of experience in another yeshiva, like let's say, they count?
They definitely count, but that's an individual question where a specific person is holding. Some yeshivot give more foundation, some yeshivot give less. Even here at the Machon, I always tell you that a Shabbos table at someone's house will teach you much more about what a Shabbos table should look like than I could ever teach you in a class. It's not enough to be at the Machon. You have to learn what the Jewish community looks like. Go for Shabbatot. This Shabbos isn't in Shabbos, so look at learn the songs and learn in Shabbos. You have out Shabbatot, so don't go to those friends who are your friends from your history, and maybe don't have the ideal or the classical Shabbos home. Make sure the Machon arranges few places to be where you see what a classical Shabbos table looks like. Many people have contacts that aren't so from, or sometimes not from at all, where they feel comfortable going to for Shabbos. So that's a question in and of itself whether they should go there at all. But definitely you should invest most of your Shabbatot going to places where you'll learn what a Shabbos table is like. We want you to enjoy the Shabbos, but at the same time, that's one of the key ways in which you could learn what a Jewish home looks like. So it's not only the yeshiva experience. It's a lot more than that, which you guys have to pick up. And I said it before and I'll say it again. Don't be original. If you could build a classical Jewish home, you're a success. Yeah?
You talk a lot in general terms, like guys should be here a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever. But what does that mean practically in terms of learning? Like, what are the basics that you need, the bases that you need to sort of at least have a solid foundation on which to start?
So that's... I could tell you what I would want a guy to have when he leaves the Machon. But even that could be broken down a little bit. And I would answer that differently to a guy who's coming to the Machon at 45 and a guy who's coming to the Machon at 18. Ideally, if we'll take the top level where I'd like to see a guy leaving the Machon, I'd like to see him... What? A guy who comes 18, 20, 23. A guy who's coming 23 is still a kid. Sorry. You're coming to the Machon at 18, 20, 23. You're coming, let's say, anywhere under 28. Yeah, or even anywhere under 28, we'll say 28 and down. Any guy that's coming at such an age, I'd like to see him, ideally, knowing Hebrew fluently. Knowing how... Speaking Hebrew, yeah. Those of you who are making Aliyah, for sure. Those of you who aren't making Aliyah, at least to the extent that you could read Chumash and understand it. Ideally, I'd like to see a guy that covered Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He knows the basic halachos. He knows basic Jewish philosophy. He knows what a Jewish table looks like on Shabbos, on all the holidays. He knows what are the laws of every holiday. He knows what are the basic laws of every day. These are basics. This is what you're going to need to run a home. You have to know what Kiddush is going to be like Rosh Hashanah by night, and what happens when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and what happens when it's Matzei Shabbos. You have to know that. You have to know when we switch from Mashiv Aruch to Mored Atal and back and forth, what happens if you forget, or at least to know where to look it up. A person has to be fluent with a halacha sefer, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, I don't care, but fluent enough that he knows where to find the answer to his questions. I would like to see a guy on the level where he could at least open an art scroll and learn Gemara and attend the Daf Yomi Shir and participate. That's where I'd like to see a guy leaving Machon Meir. That's, if you're telling me, the ideal minimum, that he could attend the average shir that a Baal Bayit goes to. You don't have to give a shir, but at least that you could learn Chumash, you could learn Mishnayis when your kid comes home from school at 3rd grade, 4th grade, they start teaching him Mishnayis, you could learn it with him, you have a concept of what's a karbon, what are the processes of a korban, the different laws that are enumerated in the Torah, you have a concept of what they are. That's why I'd like to see a person. That doesn't happen in a year. After 2 or 3 years, a person could attain that. Ideally, I'd like to see a person being able to learn Gemara on his own, being able to learn Gemara without art school, but that's going to take a lot of years. To say the minimum for a person to build a good Jewish home, should at least know what the home looks like on all the holidays, know the basic halachot, have gone through Kitzur Shulchan Aruch at least once, preferably 2 or 3 times, and when I say gone through it, I mean gone through it and understood, and have the basic understanding of the Torah and Jewish philosophy basics.
Can I ask you a clarification point real quick?
Sure.
When you say come to Machon, are you talking about like from scratch or like with no previous background? Because like a lot of us have somewhat of a background, knows what a Jewish table should look like, for instance, but are lacking on other things. Like I know, especially for me, I don't have any Gemara experience. But like a Jewish Shabbat table looks like things like that.
So as far as that goes, so then you're saying, let's say a guy comes and he knows what a Shabbat table looks like, he knows you're supposed to light Shabbos candles, he knows what Kiddush looks like, he knows what Abdullah looks like, he knows he has a picture of what a Jewish home looks like, but his background when it comes to learning Gemara is weak. So then it depends on, for example, let's say a person doesn't have a handle so much on learning Gemara, his Hebrew isn't so great, he doesn't know how to read Rashi script, but he does know what a Jewish home looks like. So then it depends on what age a person's coming in. If a person's young, again, under 28, under 25, then I think that it's to his benefit to move forward, to attain a higher level before he goes out. But it's not as critical. It's tools which will serve him in good stead when he's building his home, but I don't view it as critical. A guy who doesn't know what the parasha says, he doesn't know the story that Avraham had 4 entrances to his tent, he should not be going out yet. I don't care if he's 35, 45, or 55. He should take a year or two to learn the basics. It shouldn't be a situation that his son is coming home at 2 years old, 3 years old, and he knows the stories about Avraham Avinu and he doesn't know them. That's not right. As a parent, you have to know more than that. Another book that I'd like guys to be fluent in is the Jew, the Book of Our Heritage, of the Al Kitov, Sefer HaTodah. It's another book which covers basic Midrashim, basic things that you need to know for a Jewish home. But that, I'm assuming, like you said, if a guy doesn't know all of this, if a guy does know all of this, so then it's a question of what level he wants to go out on, and to an extent, if he's coming to the Machon and he wants to move forward, then he's going to probably be a different person after he attains those levels. And as such, the girl he marries will probably be different, and the type of home he builds will probably be different. So why shouldn't a person allow himself that growth? The only reason I could see a person shouldn't allow himself that growth is if he's getting older, if there's a specific girl who's getting older. Meaning if a guy comes to Machon and he's 38 and he's dating a girl who's 38, so then I'd say, look, bottom line, maybe you guys should get married, even though it's not the ideal, but we don't want her to get any older. You still want to have kids. Meaning there are external factors where we would still recommend that they get married sooner. But if we don't have those external factors, so even if a guy does have these foundations, I would still recommend so move forward. You'll be a different person. Your view on life will be different, your aspirations will be different, so why should you date where you are today? I think that every person here can look back a half a year and see that his growth was so tremendous that it's like where he was a half a year ago is in the dust. You could barely see that far back if we'd compare it to a trail. So look at where you are, look at how much you guys are moving forward. Why should a person choose to date when he's far from reaching his potential? Anything else on this point?
Well, that's something to do with the experience I had, that I'm starting to feel different since I'm here.
Different than who?
Than the person I used to be before I came here. I, of course, I feel much better. It's a positive thing, but it also surprised me. Like, hey, what's going on here? What's going on here? Isn't it strange? That's also what I'm asking myself.
Yeah, part of it is also a person stops feeling cool. Meaning, it's not only different; it's also the values change. Meaning, whereas until a person starts learning Torah, he puts a great emphasis on externals, on looking good, on being fit, on being cool, on being the guy people look at and say, ah, he's good looking, he's a success. And then you enter the machon and suddenly you learn there's a new value system. You want to be a good person, you want to be a positive person, you want to accomplish, you want to serve your creator better, you want to help society. Suddenly there's a totally different set of values. And then at some point you start saying, well, do I really care if I'm cool or not? Do I really care if everyone's looking at me and saying he's good looking? So a person doesn't have to go to extremes. A person should still look presentable. A person should look good. We're not saying a person should... right. No.
I don't say.
So that's not right. We say a person should shave, shower, obviously with a kosher shaver. But a person should be doing these things and be dressed presentably. And... yeah, shower is with water. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And wash his clothes and use deodorant. All these pleasant things that the external world does, they're positive. There's nothing wrong with them. And there's nothing wrong with combing your hair and looking in the mirror and making sure you look presentable. It's actually the right thing to do.
I just thought that was cool people just doing it.
But the question is, what kind of emphasis a person puts on it? And as a person puts less emphasis, so suddenly things that were, until now, they seemed to him like they were an integral part of him, suddenly they're not. And part of what is difficult is that as a person shifts, he realizes that the rest of the world didn't. So he comes back to his family and his friends, and they're still where he left them. And suddenly the conversations aren't as interesting, or they seem more empty. And it's difficult. It's difficult for a person to meet up with old friends and suddenly see that maybe they don't have so much in common like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a difficulty here.
Sometimes I even have the feeling of being in another body.
Yeah.
Maybe that's weird. I don't know.
No, I don't think it's weird, but I think that with time you'll land. You'll land. That's part of why I think you guys should work on developing your relationship with one another. Very often guys come and go and each one's doing his own thing. This year we happen to have a much stronger connection between the guys than we have in the past, and I recommend you guys strengthen it. Spend your Shabbatot together, go on trips together. You should each have one another's email address. Your friendships should be not just a question of coincidence being here at the Machon. It should be something that lasts a lifetime. Now that's your job to cultivate, to develop. But I strongly recommend it. It'll give all of you strength. Because in life, when you're with friends, you're stronger. And when you see that everyone around you is encountering the same hardships, so it also gives you strength. For sure. Yeah.
This is a simple question, but a big one. You see that when you have more and more knowledge of something, the way you react to the people around you, the way you see them, it's an inevitable thing with truth. You have a truth and you have a greater knowledge than you had some time ago. The way you view everybody is unavoidably, it is to a certain extent more critical, because everything, to a certain point people, we did things, we had certain conception of what's bad and good, but now, like, the more details, more subtle points of what is good and what is bad, what's a good trait versus what's a bad trait, that's all what you're learning. Lessons of what you're learning about being a great person. So I see the problem that when you're faced with that truth.